Yesterday, I was helping out in Old St. Patrick's Cathedral, and coming back through the Grand Central Station, I was looking at the ceiling, and I realized that this sculptures, stucco sculptures that are sustaining the vault, are just two types of sculptures. One is a wheel with wings that repeats itself, and the other one is like this kind of a stick with serpents enrolled in that stick, and that also repeats itself. So I think it's very obvious what the wheel means. The wheel means time, you know, because it's like circle and flies. And the stick with the snakes is the sign that you can see in many hospitals. It's the sign of health. So in a certain way, the kingdom of man is a kingdom where we look at this beautiful place, this grand central station that we call the world, and there are some stars put on the ceiling, and we dare to dream to reach those stars, all those constellations, all our different dreams. And in order to achieve them, we need health and we need time. And so it is interesting because those are the ideals of the world. How can I just reach my dream, and how can I make the best of time and health to reach those dreams? And there is an author, many of the brothers have already taken a course on that author with me, and his name is Thomas Mann. And the essence of Thomas Mann is exactly to bring down the dreams from heaven and destroy them in your face. That's what all his books are about. So it's kind of like he's looking at society and say, okay, society, he's basically thinking in German society, so what is your dream? And they say, oh, it would be great if we were like noble people, like princes and kings. It's like, okay, I'll just tell you a story about a king and a prince. And it's just like everything falls down. And it's like, oh, so swift and so nothing is that. So tell me more about your dreams. Well, I think it would be great to be in society and to be loved by other members of society, you know, to have social success. Okay. And then he writes the Buddenbrooks. He's like, okay, this is the family. And he's like, no, I don't want to be like that. And you know, with time, everything just falls down. Tell me another one of your dreams. Well, I want to be healthy. He's like, okay, I'll write the Magic Mountain. And then he destroys health in such a way that you say, that's health? That's all it brings with it? And at the end, you just have cancer and it's all over, your dreams and everything you put your money on and you set your hopes on. Or that's all you put your hopes in family and something happens with your family and you put your hopes in society and your friends and your relatives or whatever people you were setting your hopes on betray you. And of course, it's not that I want to put the things very dark in this kingdom of man, but at the end, even if it's a good thing, it just ends. And people that you love just die. And things that you like aren't there anymore. And the thing is that Jesus Christ is offering something that is higher, something that Thomas Mann cannot bring down and destroy because it's indestructible. So just picture yourself in Grand Central Station and see how that ceiling opens to a higher horizon, to a higher sky, to the Trinity itself, to someone who really loves you and someone who really fulfills the dreams of your heart. It's a new horizon. You're not trapped there anymore. It's like, this is all there is. There's nothing else. Look, it's the stars. There's nothing higher than the stars. It's like, you just have to walk out Grand Central Station to see it's just Grand Central Station. It's not the world. It's not the universe. It's not everything there that there is. It's not reality. Because there's nothing more real than God himself. Now, there are some fruits that you see when you are in Grand Central Station. I'm sorry to use the parallel of Grand Central Station with the Kingdom of Man. I do like Grand Central Station very much, and I think it's a great moment of architecture, and it's very useful. I mean, we're using it, and we're using it for a good thing. But that's also the world. I'm not saying the world is bad. I'm just saying that you open your horizons to something different. Now, if the tools of the world to reach the stars, to reach those constellations in Grand Central Station are time and health, and you have time and you want those dreams and you want money and you want health and you want social success and you want, you know, material things or whatever, you want something, good education for your family, college for your kids, and then you set your hopes there, then time and money and health that are means have to be used to. So how can I just use this to make those dreams happen? And it just happens here and there that you start using persons to reach your goals. And it's like, hey, your workers, we have to hurry up. We have to get things done, because if we don't do it, I won't get my dreams. And then we forget that they are bigger than any dreams, because they are persons created by God in his image. So the fruits of this earthly world is you are in a rush. It's like time consuming. It's like health consuming. It's like performance oriented. It's like efficient. It's all about efficiency and performance and about goals and objectives that have to be reached. But if you open your horizons, you will see that you cannot reach as a family, as a society, that higher goal if you don't care for those who are weaker, if you don't teach the ones who don't know, if the others are not filled with the grace so that we can go there together. So the whole reality that opens up is a reality of helping the other. It's a reality of putting the human being and its dignity in the center. It's a new reality of helping God to convert the sinners, to touch the hearts, to bring true happiness into the hearts, to bring people to heaven. Now, this is what Jesus Christ is talking about when he says that he will destroy this temple. He will destroy Grand Central Station just to make you see that it was never about those dreams, that those dreams, those constellations would have never fulfilled your heart, because your heart was made for him. And he was giving you a new ideal, which is actually the feel of that original temple. The temple was made for God, and not God for the temple. The God is like the spirit of that temple. So just throw away the temple and just keep God. Make God yours. Now, Rainham Christie, I just love the image of a seed, of Rainham Christie being a seed. And it is a seed. Rainham Christie is really this desire of the coming of the kingdom of God, and just helping God to bring others to this reality, to open the horizons of others so that they can just understand what the kingdom of man was made for. It was made for bringing people to a higher kingdom. So just to finish this homily, It would be interesting just to go back to Grand Central Station, to that image that I put before your eyes before, these constellations, and then this ceiling of Grand Central Station just opening to a higher horizon. Well, that's exactly what happens in the Mass. The Mass is the moment where Jesus Christ comes to earth and brings and reaches out to us to go up to heaven with him, And to go out to the world to bring more people to the Mass, to go up to the heaven with him. This is the opening of that heaven of heavens that connects earth with heaven. The Mass is the kingdom of heaven. The Mass is Reinum Christi. And Reinum Christi, well, we do many things in Reinum Christi, but at the end of the day, Reinum Christi is nothing other than bringing people to Mass to make the beautiful experience of the love of Christ.